Don't you feel like we should be crooning?
Crooning. Hang on. We've got to start the same way every time.
Apparently. We do.
Welcome to the Hot Flush, the premier podcast for the perimenopausal. You're joined by your host, Mrs. Work, and my gorgeous friend,
Mrs. Berry.
Why should we be crooning?
If everyone doesn't notice the difference in sound today, then we're totally screwed. Mrs. Wook had to leave the room while I worked out how the speakers actually – we are using two Rode Procaster mics today. I made a big investment. I forgot some of the parts last week and I forgot some of the parts this week.
Well, you know what? Kim knows me so well. She knows that I'm not interested in details or technology or problem solving. So I was allowed to actually go back into the other room and keep watching my most excellent TV show while she finished sorting it out because she knew that I was going to get the shits.
This is correct. It was better for all of us after we'd had quite a heated discussion with Mr. Woog.
Yes. Well.
Oh, boy.
Okay. I want to kick off with Ovulation Nation.
Please.
I am sorry to all those people listening who are not interested. Why are you here?
Yeah.
Anyway, why are you here? As you get older, ovulation starts to come into play, not just battling your periods, but now I get to do it twice a month because I get ovulation stabby pains.
What are they doing?
Then you get a breakthrough bleeding.
Oh,
yeah, and because I'm so in tune with my body now, because I've got to work out whether what sort of crazy I'm going through,
Jesus.
I now get, and this is a thing, because I've written about this recently, and ovulation pain is a real thing. Some people out.
Yeah, yeah. I think you need to go around. It needs to be that way. And then you need to just...
Is that better?
I think we need to talk into the top.
Okay. Yeah, and that sucks.
Yeah, I think women who have had endometriosis, I think sometimes ovulation is worse than...
Oh, I thought...
And look, I'm saying that with absolutely
my
no...
My God, I know. Just take my... Like, my heart bleeds for women with endometriosis because, like...
It's just yet another female health issue that for many women is... when they have it, it's dismissed. And just they're just told it's in their head and they need to go home and take some Naprogesic and, you know, every woman goes through it.
Oh, I had quite the tantrum at the chemist. I probably already brought this up on the podcast. Is that there was a product called Promensal or something like that.
Yes.
It was to support women going through, like, symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. It was fucking $75.
Of course it is.
Why?
I wonder how much a pack of
Viagra is. Yeah, like 5 cents.
Yeah. I'm having some real issues with I'm really feeling a lot of feminist power at the moment.
Okay. That's good.
Yeah.
We'll circle back to that because I've just got one more thing I'd like to add to my my whinging.
Please go on.
I've got this pimple here. Are you looking at it?
Yes.
And it's just now there all the time.
Oh.
And when I do squeeze it...
You probably shouldn't.
It just comes back the next day. So do I just now live with that?
Is it like a sebaceous cyst?
No. Mm. It's a zit. Just an average...
Are you sure?
...garden gnome zit.
Do you think you should maybe get a dermatologist to look at it? Maybe it's not a zit.
Honey, it's a zit.
Yeah. I want to talk about the week that we've all just had.
Fuck, it was terrible.
This week someone said something at the last weekend about – it wasn't Mercury, it was another planet. I think maybe it was Jupiter was in retrograde and that things are going to get weird. And I went, oh, fuck off. And then I had a week – you know when I had the great gut ache?
Yep.
Completely never diagnosed as to what it was.
Yeah.
That is – I was teetering on another one of those experiences.
Oh, okay.
Bloating, severe tummy pains.
Shitting for England?
Shitting for England despite taking my Panzertrats, which Rob calls Panzertacks, which is hilarious.
Panzertacks.
And but then also just low energy, very blue, like just really down. Blue, is that right?
Yep.
No, blue is if you're
low
sexy,
mode.
Black. low mode.
No, you can get the blues.
You get the blues, yeah. And it just – it was really not great.
No,
I had a terrible week.
Fucking anxious week.
Yes, and my anxiety was through the roof.
Yeah.
Do you want to hear the best anxiety dream I had this week? Because we know how much we love sharing dreams.
Yeah.
Mum and I had some executive men over in the house, like suit, you know, men in suits.
Real estate agents.
Well, they were like real estate agents, but they weren't. It was some sort of business thing. And then I had to go to the toilet. And it just so happened that the room we were in, which was a back living room, had a toilet in it.
Yeah, yeah.
So I just went to the toilet.
Right in front of everyone.
And then I had full on, you know what a period shit's like.
Yeah, yeah.
So just foamy.
Gross.
Rancid.
Yeah, we don't need to keep
gurgling right. Diarrhea.
We know.
I just had that. And then Mum sort of turned around to me and was like, Kimmy? And I was like, sorry, like I can't stop. And then they came, and then they all came and stood around me while I was doing this. And then I looked up at one of them and I went, I'm sorry, what can I tell you? I'm 47. This is what happens. And I couldn't close my sphincter. It's a miracle I didn't shit the bed.
My goodness. Well, I had a Donald Trump dream. Oh. Where we're all in a room with Donald Trump and then someone would disagree with him and then men would just come out of the woodwork and drag them off and murder them and put them in a corner. So I couldn't disagree with anyone, with anything he was saying. So I had to lick his up. Like, I had to agree with him. Otherwise I should be murdered.
Oh my God.
It was terrible. I woke up in a sweat.
I don't blame you.
But these COVID dreams are something else. I've been speaking to mates about them.
And I know.
Some of the shit that's going on.
But the thing is,
do you wake up and you just don't want to get up?
But the thing is, this has been going on since March. We can't keep dreaming like, no wonder we're all so buggered.
I know. And that's why I'm tired all the time. Like today, at 1 o'clock today, 2 o'clock, I could not keep my eyes open.
No.
So I just jumped into bed, pulled the blankie up on me, shut my eyes. And then couldn't sleep, of course. But I'm tired, Kim.
Tired. Tired all the time.
Like, to my bones.
Can I tell you, back to me, can I tell you about the hipster apocalypse disaster weekend I had last weekend?
Yes.
So I, last year I went to an event that featured Matthew McConaughey, who is basically the king of denim and cool.
I remember that. He was out there promoting bourbon or something.
Bourbon. His bourbon, and he was doing a cross promotion collaboration thing with some Australian brothers who have set up this business called Unyoked. And the idea is these small cabins, like a tiny little hipster apocalypse of a cabin, and they're plonked in the middle of the bush somewhere. And the whole idea is you completely disconnect. So it's not like you go there, it's not like our kind of thing, really, in hindsight.
Dreadful.
Like it's, you know, you and I would like to go somewhere.
I want a hot bath. I want a movie. I want room service. I want a burger. I want a cocktail.
I don't need all that. I even just need a nice hipster apocalypse of a house or a unit, or that I can then go out during the day and have brunch and, you know.
There's no Wi-Fi.
Right. So there was Wi-Fi. Anyway, so this is the notion of it. You get out and you're just in this cabin, and then you could go for bushwalks and stuff, or you can just stay in the cabin and read.
Nature.
Right? No, I love nature.
Do you?
Yes,
I
do.
You don't like animals, like
what?
Snakes and stuff.
Oh, no. Snakes I don't mind. Spiders I have problems with.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, but no, I love like the bush and getting out. I've got this thing about I want to get trail walking, except I have dodgy ankles and now I'm just, you know, scared of having a fall. The whole night, right? So, and I booked it for us to go away for Rob's birthday last year, like 10 months ago. And then the whole weekend went to shit because Grover had a baseball championship in Mount Druitt on the Sunday.
So why couldn't his dad take him?
Well, apparently he had to work, which he told me on the Wednesday before.
Why couldn't his stepmother take him?
Well, you know, she hasn't signed up for that apparently.
Okay.
Yeah, I know. Though that's her choice, you know.
No.
I know you and I are very much on the same page with this. Rob, on the other hand, is not. Anyway, so we turn up.
Well, it's more to do with me than it has to do with Rob, I suspect. I have more say and sway.
Exactly. So we
turn up. Gig is working?
Yeah, it is, because I can see the levels. That's the technical term. We have to keep an eye on it, though, because it's only on two bars for the battery.
Radio.
And I bought green rechargeable batteries. So they're brand new, but they're already on two.
This is fascinating.
Anyway, so we turn up. So the first problem, I had booked it for down in the Southern Highlands because I was like, yes, we're cold and stay in this little cabin in the bush and then we can go into Barl. And, you know, and then they just sent me this email going, oh, because of COVID, we can't do that cabin anymore or something, which that's I was just liar. Like, and I just went, well, that's a lie. That's they've clearly lie. Got, they've clearly given it to someone else.
Yeah.
And she said, so I've booked you into our one of our cabins up on the, you know, the Central Coast hinterland.
I've never heard of such a place.
Well, the Central Coast hinterland is Peaks Ridge and Mangrove Mountain. And look, this is a gross generalisation based on nothing but gut instinct. So I apologise now to anyone who does come from that region, but that is where you are going to find bodies buried in paddocks. It is chicken farms and citrus orchards and there is...
Serial killers.
Serial killers.
Yeah, no, I get that. I get those vibes very strongly.
It's a very bad juju up through there.
Because they do a lot of meth up there too, I think.
Oh, well, drug addicts, yeah. You know. Like just, it just felt
not
like...
That, you know, drug addicts I actually feel really sorry for.
Well, I think this is less drug addicts and more meth labs.
Okay, meth labs.
Yeah.
Okay, so
it's just got criminals. A weird... Also, there's fucking nothing up there. There's no cute little shops. There's no hipster cafes. There's
beautiful
no,
gardens?
No, it's Pete's Ridge. It's like...
Rubble.
Yes. It's rubble and wind chicken farms.
And dust.
Battery chicken farms.
Oh, this is shit.
Right. So already I was, you know, I was a bit pissed. But I don't know what had happened to me. Like I hadn't actually gone, no thanks. Like we'll postpone it. Like I don't know what happened to my thinking. That's weird. You know, where I just sort of went, oh, fine. So, because we needed time away. And I was like, no, let's just do it. It's time away. Well, we got to the site and... In the pictures on the website, it is surrounded by bush. You know, it's in the bush. And then there's an aerial shot and you can see all the trees around it. And then we got there and it wasn't a hipster apocalypse. It was a fucking apocalypse. It was like...
Was it a little bit like when we turned up to our Airbnb in Noosa? Oh, you never got to see
I never
one.
Saw. Oh, no, in Byron.
In Byron.
No, yeah. Probably. Yes, it was like yeah. – it was just the whole area had been cleared. It was like – it was like you know when they do that mass land clearing where they've got two big trucks and a chain. And a chain and they just run through and take everything out. And I was just going – and I – then I had this whole moment of like, oh, my God, like we are the problem. Like – We were doing this for the and they've had to do this anyway. So I was in a really bad clearly in a very bad headspace. Rob was just like, "This is great."
I hate those people.
I'm like, "No." And so now and then so anyway, I was just so at 10:30 that night because I couldn't sleep because I was just seething and I'm like, "Yeah, the stars are amazing." And look at the clear skies. Wow. Oh, this bed linen's nice. Oh, it's a koala mattress. These are really quite comfortable. We should remember that for next time. Oh, this linen's nice. These pillows are fucked. And that was about the summation of my entire time there.
Mhm. That doesn't sound like fun.
It was not great. And that was really the footing then for the rest of...
For the rest of the week.
Yeah.
You can see all of our beautiful can Victorian just... listeners are now just going, I fucking hate you, Kim.
And do I not just scream privilege at the moment that I'm bitching and moaning about my weekend away? That we then, on the Sunday morning, we were in the car at 5 a.m.
Yeah, no.
Back to get Grover, out to Mount Druitt. We got to Mount Druitt at 7:15. Do you know what time we left Mount Druitt?
What? No.
2:30.
Did you have to drive them all the way back home?
Yeah, back home. And then we went back up to the...
To...
Where I then whipped up a spaghetti carbonara and we both almost ate an entire packet of pasta. And then, of course, I felt really sick and had... And that's when the gut ache started. That's when the shitting for England started and the... Oh,
that was a good story.
Do you like that story? Yeah. So there was that. Anyway, this is what... You see how I've written here menopausal flare?
Yeah.
That's what I think this week was.
A menopausal flare. I was ovulating, so there was something going on.
And so because now I think, I don't think we can now say it's a hormonal cycle. Mm. I think we have to call them flares because they tend to come on really quickly.
Yeah.
And then they kind of are really intense and then they burn out.
Did you read the interesting article someone put up? If you're not a member of the Hot Flush Facebook page, make sure you get on there. That's where all the good stuff goes down. One of our beautiful members put up a really interesting...
Stop playing with that pimple.
really interesting article on perimenopausal and menopausal depression. Now, I don't know if you've got to read that.
I have not.
But it was a really, really well-written, well-researched, great article. And I fully think that the two can go hand in hand.
Yeah. I wonder, because lots of people always put up really interesting articles, I wonder if there's something we can do on that Facebook page where we can put like a library.
This is like a production meeting conversation we're having. Well, but
Well, you and I have no idea how to do that. And there may be someone listening who goes, oh, God, they're idiots. I'll just tell them how to do it, or I'll do it for them.
You know, it'll probably be Ash Kay because she knows everything. She's so clever.
I had a dream about Ash as well, and her daughter had a baby who was so cute. And I was out somewhere, again, naked in a cafe. But
were you,
she was
were
there.
You defecating this time?
No. When the boys were little, I had a recurring dream of having to – I was naked and I'd have to poo in a display toilet in Big W on one of those Shep wooden pallets, and that the boys would just be running around me squealing and laughing, talking about how mummy was stinky. Yeah, anxiety.
Oh, do you know what? I wish I was a narcissist.
Oh, God, can you imagine how...
So cool to
wouldn't
be a narcissist.
Life just be that... yeah. Rob and I were talking about that, you know, yesterday, just going, God, imagine just being able to,
just be like... to be a narcissist. Because I know a few and they have no problems in the world. They just don't give a shit about anything.
No.
They don't feel. They don't...
No, it's that they always just see everything from their point of view, and they're never wrong.
But wouldn't that be good? Because then they don't worry about other things.
Can you imagine how liberating that is?
Oh, fucking take a tablet for that. Of course I'm joking, but some of it really does appeal. Just to be like, don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
If someone else is in pain or if someone's suffering.
Just to not overthink stuff.
Yeah. This is what I'm doing.
Do you know what? That brings me to yesterday's outing. So after last weekend's debacle.
Oh, God, that looked shit.
No. Well, it kind of was. But it wasn't. It was great. And you know why it was great? We got out of the house.
There.
We got out of the house and we went and did something and it didn't involve washing or cooking or just...
I'd rather wash and cook.
Oh, my God. It was so much fun, apart from the traffic. And then apart from the initial child whinging, the children whinging, and then Rob... was quite tetchy in the morning when he got in the car, and then he just went into a shame spiral about having been tetchy, and then I went into a like insecurity spiral of just going,
so far that sounds like shit.
What is it about me and then my male partners who then just we get into these situations, like we get into doing a family outing and stuff, and then they just get cranky and they hate it and they get all moody, and then I've got to work doubly hard to keep everyone up.
Tell me what your youngest son did to make you want to do the clenchy.
Oh, scream. Just, why do we have to get out of the car? Is there any snow yet? Where's snow? And then he was doing that real...
They went up the mountains, people.
And then he was doing that real bogan sort of, if we don't see any snow, it's going to be hell to pay. And like all this sort of shit.
Them fighting words.
And it's like going, fucking leave you here in this car. But then part of me delights in it. Part of me delights in the fact that that is just how these family events go. And then by the end of the day, when you're ready to top yourself and you get home, they get out of the car and they go, that was so much fun. Thanks, Mum. And you go, what just happened? What just was this?
And you're not even drinking at the moment to have a drink at the end of the
Rob
day.
Rob and I had a cry in the kitchen last night.
Why?
Oh, because he had done the shame spiral and I'd done the insecurity spiral. And then we were just both like, he goes, I couldn't check in with you during the day. And it's just no good if I can't, we can't actually have a one-on-one discussion about where our heads are at.
Oh, my God. I had a cry on Friday. I went to lunch with our friend Wendy.
Oh.
Yeah.
I was very sad I couldn't do that.
Fun.
I was very bummed.
Anyway, and she's just a legend.
She's a legend. She's a national treasure.
She is a legend. Anyway, so we go down to the Botanist and we're just in the corner having the best time. And she reads over. I was wearing my UberK emerald green thing. And she goes, that's beautiful. I said, try it on. And she tried it on and it just suited her and looked perfect. I said, do you want to borrow it? And she goes, oh, no. And gave it back to me. And I put it on my finger and then she started talking about something. And then I just burst into tears, took the ring off. I said, Wendy, you have done more... for me than most people have. And I really want you to have this
ring. Oh, my God.
Because you have been such a good friend. And it would mean so much. And I'm actually going to insist that you keep it. And then we both cried.
Oh, my God.
And hugged. I think it was about 12:30. anyway,
oh, God.
But, you know, like, I had a cry too. And it was a happy cry.
Female friendship.
I know. It's fabulous.
So good. Is there anything, any jewellery you feel that you should give to me?
No.
That's so, yeah. She's, my goodness.
Yeah.
She's a good egg.
She's so funny.
So, yeah, that was the family outing yesterday. That was hilarious. We did almost, not mentioned in my Insta stories yesterday, but we did almost run out of petrol. So that added a bit of spice.
Oh, awesome.
And then, yeah, it was just, we just reached a point. No one had eaten. Everywhere was so busy because everyone else was having exactly the same idea.
The whole of Sydney went up the mountain yesterday.
The whole of Sydney went up the mountain. And anyway, and then it reached a point and I just went, we've all got to, we've all got food in us. So I made us go. I made us go back to the servo.
Oh, no.
And I had a soso roll from the servo. Fuck, it was good.
Delicious.
The pastry was flaky.
I had a lovely Monday. I went up to Newcastle for 24 hours.
Oh, I can't believe I forgot about this. I was going to go, what was going on?
Oh, my sister, Mrs. Ryan.
Sorry, or was that?
No, my sister, Mrs. Ryan. She's also very funny. She wanted to go and have a look at the light rail infrastructure because she worked on a bid to. She's in about like that sort of stuff, and she wanted to have a look at.
Does she work in government, urban or is she works for
planning? Right. She worked for the Sydney Airport. I don't know if I should tell you this, but then hang on, I'll just cover this. So now she starts in a few weeks at Sydney Water.
Oh,
so yeah, she's very clever. So
yeah, she's like a planning sort of long-term
community
vision.
Sort of everyone cool your jets. It's going to be great. Newcastle, what a city. I absolutely fucking loved it. It was groovy. Lots of – and I've never really thought about public art before. Lots of cool public art.
Oh.
Beautiful buildings.
It could be a little bit like, you know, Melbourne by the ocean.
Yeah, I really liked it.
I've heard a lot of good things about Newcastle.
Oh, can we go to Newcastle?
Sure. I think we were saying that was going to be the next place
we went. Well, we're putting it down. That's the next place we went because we got a deal. When I say we, she got a deal at the Ridges. It was right on the water. It was a one-bedroom suite. It included breakfast and a lovely bottle of wine for $190.
Oh, my God.
And the room was beautiful. And
you know,
your
petrol probably costs more to just get there and back.
I took the Stockton ferry over to Stockton and visited our friend Sawhole.
I saw Sawy in your stories.
And then we had a pub dinner and it was just lovely to get away.
I know. Sorry, Victorians.
I'm so sorry, Victorians. We've been such assholes.
You know, I was having a big chat with our friend Ruthie this week who does Ruth Bruton Ceramics and an amazing cook, a heart as big as the ocean. She's got 100 boys. And at the moment they're all in ISO on their gorgeous olive farm. But they've been there since March. They haven't – she's, you know, her kids –
oh, they moved in then, didn't they?
Yeah. It's when they move was sort of like – and she's like, I haven't seen another adult in like – you know, I haven't
– yeah.
You know.
I've been making lots of phone calls.
Yes, you're a big fan of the checking in with people.
Yeah, I've been making lots of phone calls. You know what I do? I just like put it on speed, lay on the couch and just have a cup of tea and natter.
Perfect.
Yeah, some people don't like it. And they don't tend to pick up the phone. Or like other friends of ours who I'll just text and say, I want to talk to you at some stage. Call me when you're free because I know that they won't pick up because they're very busy.
Very busy.
Very busy people.
that was the family outings situation.
And what about Emma Alberici?
Wow.
What's your thoughts on that?
Emma
Alberici, for those who don't know, can you fill us in, please?
Emma Alberici is a remarkable journalist. and she has been for a very long time. She's a business reporter. She was a European correspondent for a long time. For the ABC. She then headed up Late Line for a long time. Stop playing.
Look, it's got a friend coming.
Oh, well, do you know why? Because you keep rubbing all that area, so it's spreading the joy.
Keep talking.
Anyway, she wrote an article when Malcolm Turnbull was still in power that was basically made some claim about one of his policies and what it would do or something, and all fucking hell broke loose. And it was really quite something as to the treatment that she got, just the way it was dealt with. It was not great. And she's had ongoing trouble with It's been an ongoing dispute between her and her employer. And she's just reached a point where they basically have, well, she wants it to be called, she wants to be made redundant, and it's a redundancy payout, but no, not a redundancy payout. Anyway, there's basically semantics between her and the ABC or Gavin Norris, who's the CEO or the head of whatever.
And what about...
I'm very vague. Anyway, and she put up this very articulate but sad series of tweets the other night about... series of tweets the other night about it, and it was just wow. But do you know what? She's now currently having daily therapy sessions because of the anxiety she's feeling about how she's been treated. She said, I'd like to... There was a story in The Australian. It's true that the ABC and I have reached an agreement after 18 years of loyal service, including as one of the country's first mother for foreign correspondents. She had three kids under three. I am no longer employed by them. She said, today's story is all true, but I don't want my photo on the front page of a newspaper. And yes, I turned down a role on the ABC News Channel. I was a journalist in the old-fashioned way. I really liked being in the field and hearing other people's stories. But despite efforts to do so, I refused to go to foreign official. I think that must be a new full-time, unless Gav Morris agreed to issue a press release or similar, making it clear that I had not failed in the role of chief economics correspondent. He refused to do that.
Oh, he sounds nasty.
Instead, I was shocked to be nominated as redundant. The reason we haggled for days with the Fair Work Commission DP is that Gav Morris refused to allow my payout to be called damages. Despite the enormous toll his actions have taken on my mental health, Gav Morris wanted to call it a termination payout, no doubt so he could tell the world I was fired for incompetence. Sorry, I've just lost the feed. He could tell the world I was fired for incompetence or some such. And then there is just this outpouring from women and men with really serious journalistic credentials just going, this is absolutely, you know, absolutely astounding. So,
Mel Dawg was shown the door this week as well after 25 years at Channel 7.
Mm.
They sort of really managed her exit. It's like, congratulations, but you've just been fucking sacked. Like, where can you find any joy in that? She's off on a new adventure. No, she's not. She's not getting paid anymore.
No.
She's 50.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oi.
See why my feminist power is really... The fire is burning. I don't quite know what to do with it, but it's burning. Dr. Philip.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break. But before we do that, we're going to talk to you about Dr. Philip. Now, Dr. Philip is someone who's come into Mr. Wig and my life via my good friend, Mrs. Berry.
Who came into my life via our friend Chris Barth. the journo Chris Barth, and also a judge who I know. So when it comes from people of that caliber saying, you need to go and see this human, you go and see this human. He's very quirky. He has done the work. He's done the. He's a very experienced man. He's a musculoskeletal physician. He uses PRP, which is platelet replacement something. And Mr. Woog and I are both in the process of that, and it's been an emotional time.
It has been an emotional time. We've talked about it for a lot of time. the process for Mr. Woog's ongoing issue in his foot is that he was withdrawn some blood, and then he said he span it all around and got the good stuff out.
Yeah, no, the platelets.
The platelets.
And then they Mr. inject Woog it back in.
Said it felt like he was being attacked by 17 cobras.
Now, my point here is that Mr. Woog was not sucking deep enough on the green whistle, because I can tell you that when I was having my ankle and my back done, I don't even remember it. I just have no recollection of it whatsoever. So you got to suck long and hard on that green whistle.
My question is this. For $1,000 a treatment, right? So they're not giving it away. To use his own bodily fluids.
Yes.
Why is it so expensive? Because, like, the raw product comes from him. Why is it so expensive?
I think it's the platelet extraction process is the bit. But also, you are paying for a skill of someone being able to know where and how to inject it back into you. It's not like they just give it in your arm and go, off you go. Those cells will find the place that they need to heal.
Yeah, I still think it was very expensive. And we've got to go again.
Yes.
But I am a bit in love.
Guess where I'm getting, like, my next slot?
Where?
In my jaw.
I'm going to come and film that.
I don't think he'll probably let you do that.
I'm going,
how will I? I said to him, how do I suck on the green whistle and get you to do something to my jaw?
After the break, we're going to be talking about doing stupid things.
Yep.
And we're going to get to your questions. So we'll be with you shortly after this quick ad break.
Hooray.
There's no ad breaks.
No. We'll just press pause.
And we're back after that short advertising break.
Where was your mince?
It was on the veranda. I had to go get the mince from the
veranda.
She had
to go get the mince.
Because not mince as in mint.
No, mince for making spag bol. Is that what you're going to make?
Exactly.
Yeah. You know, I'm just hanging out on your lounge after this because Rob's decided he needs to go to IKEA.
Oh, so that's fine.
He won't be back
Actually, I'll get you to make the spag bol.
Oh, can I?
Yes, please.
Okay.
I'll sit on the couch.
Perfect.
Okay. You've got here doing stupid things. Now, I'm going to assume you've done something stupid.
Yeah. You know, when you start doing something and you go, don't do that. That's really dangerous, or that's silly.
Like
that's
when you decide to clean out your clothes.
More
you
where you
start,
could,
and then you go. Oh, well,
yeah, yeah. The clean, yeah, cleaning. Oh, when you do the seasonal changeover with your kids when they're little.
Yes.
And there's that's a.
I was so bloody organized back then.
I know.
I had like tubs, and I was like, boys' summer size 2.
Yeah.
So when the next one came along,
I had those.
You just pull that
I had
out.
Those space bags that were vacuum sealed and had a piece of paper inside them that said, like, summer sizes, you know, 6 to 8.
What the fuck possessed us to do shit like that? Never do that now.
No.
I just shove it all in.
Yeah. Now,
mind you, I still sometimes go into Harry's room and pick up a T-shirt and smell it to see if it's clean and then almost fucking die.
I know. Why do we still do that?
Like,
I did that with a pair of pants off Oscar's floor. Not undies, just a pair of pants. Let me just tell you. Wookie's ass. Even a mother finds it hard to love,
The underarm T-shirts that kill me. Anyway, what did you do that was stupid?
So today I decided I've had two, you know those diffuser, you know, room diffuser bottles with the sticks that stick out of them?
Yeah.
I've had two of those almost on their last legs in the bathroom, in the boys' bathroom, so the just fetid urinal, for a long time. And so today I just went, fuck it. And I just poured them both into the one thing and then took the other one down and I went, that'll make a really cute vase for like just a couple of sticks of lavender or, you know, some freesias, like where you just, you know how you just have a little vase with one stem of something
in
it?
I've got plenty of those.
Yeah, right. And I just went, that's a really nice, you know. And then it had just around the little top bit. it had the like a label for yes. the brand. And I just went, oh, I'll just cut that off. I'll just take that off. And then I went, oh, it's ribbon.
Oh, now I know. Okay, yes, keep going.
Yeah. And I went, oh, it's ribbon. And so I had a paring knife. I keep my paring knives and keep all my knives very sharp, but I particularly keep my paring knives sharp because I hate having blunt knives, but also I use them and particularly the tips of them to then do the scoring on the top of my sourdough before it goes in the oven, right? To do the
okay, can right? we just get to the fucking
so I'm doing this
bit.
Thing with the ribbon. I think Rob was watching a video of my friend of Marina's daughter doing a presentation to Marina to let her get her ears pierced, mm-hmm. a second ear piercing.
I'm interested in seeing that too.
Hilarious. And then and I'm doing it and I just went, no, this is a really bad way to do this. Like, don't, you know,
this
stop
is
it.
Stupid.
Yeah. And of course then got to the, you know, an edge part of the ribbon, which was of course reinforced. And of course, yeah, the paring knife slipped, came across, dunk. Right into my hand.
So like, you stabbed yourself.
Yeah, I stabbed myself.
You got a stigmata like Jesus.
And it went in really far. And I kind of did it. And, you know, actually when I pulled it out, you could actually feel it. Like, and I was like, ow. Oh, that's not good. And then I kind of looked at it and it was already just deep purple blood just going. And I was like, whoo. And Rob's still watching this thing and I'm just running it under some cold water. And then I was like, oh, I don't need to be running this under cold. I need pressure. I need to put some pressure on this. Anyway, Rob took one look at it. And every time I took the thing off, even after a couple of minutes of, you know, just kept bleeding.
So you were up at Northern Beaches Hospital?
No, we just went to Club Mona.
I spent Sunday night at Northern Beaches Hospital.
Sunday night?
Yeah.
Oh, last week?
Yeah. No, this time last week.
Yeah, no, you were at Raw North Shore.
Raw North Shore. Sorry.
Yes.
Raw North Shore.
Yeah.
Yes.
How was that concussion?
It was very minor.
Right.
Very minor. But you just...
When but you still got to do it.
And they go, I don't feel that good. I'm like, okay.
Yeah. As soon as the nausea, you know, you just go, oh, fuck, fine. And then, of course, you get there and you know minimum 4 hours.
I know. Well, they kept you overnight.
Oh, did they?
Or they were just being really slow. I don't know what was going on.
Well, I remember when I took Grover.
Have you ever been concussed?
No.
I have been.
Have you? What's it like?
Well, it's really interesting. I was in about year six and I wrote about it this week, actually. I was trotting down the road on my pony.
Of course.
Where it wanted to go one way.
Oh, my God, me going on hipster weekends away to Cabins in the Whoosh, you with your pony.
So I wanted to go one way and she wanted to not go that way. So she reared up and instead of leaning forward, I was bareback, that's right, because I used to just ride with, like, my swimmers on and a halter and no helmet Wowzers. And shit like that.
Your flaps must have been leathery.
I was a child. Far out, Kim. My brain heels. Anyway, so instead of leaning forward, which I couldn't do because I didn't have any stirrups on, I leant back. So I pulled that horse head over the top of me and my head connected with the road.
Jesus.
And I blacked out. And then I sort of came to and I was about a block from home. So I sort of wandered home, had a big spew on the way. And I remember walking into the room going, oh, come off the horse, Mum. Mum had friends over and they were having drinks. And she goes, oh, here you go, and gave me a Panadol. And then I went night nights for hours and hours and hours. So I was fully concussed, but, like, no one took me to the doctor. People are soft these days. And I turned out just fine.
Yeah, there's no remnants of a brain injury there whatsoever.
Hey, what's your name again?
Yeah, it's just all that research they did about head injuries, isn't it? We chop them off.
I know.
Well, the last time I did a concussion hospital stay, we ended up actually waiting to see it. Like, we fulfilled the 4-hour monitoring in the waiting room before they even got him into a room to monitor him.
Oh, well, it was funny because they sent him to paediatrics, right? Because he's only 16.
Oh, of course, yeah.
So we're walking through this... like little babies and little kids.
Tiny babies
and then there's this big man striding through and the ladies are looking at him and going, yeah, no, he's only 16. He's only 16. Because they're like going, what's he doing in here?
Yeah. And the paediatrics, that's the pits, all those poor little sick bubbies. That's not my I just don't, that would have actually undone me, I must say. I would have not coped with that.
It wasn't my favourite.
That's something I still, and so today when I thought I was going to vomit, when I saw the doctor at club owner, and he sort of cleaned it up. Then I had to take my arm out of my shirt to get a tetanus shot. And it started bleeding again, and then I don't know, there was some, you know, there's a sick woman in the thing next door, and that was it. I was all over.
One of my friends had an accident and broke her shoulder in 18 places. And now her teenage son, who's Harry's age, has to help her put her bra on.
I'm sorry, say that again?
She broke her shoulder.
Oh.
And so now the teenage son has to help put her bra on every morning. Now, I just thinking about asking Harry to do that.
As she sips of vino.
Okay, we're going to get into the questions, and I'm doing them this week. There's 102, so we're not going to get to everybody.
Okay, and she's much more mean than I am. She just, you know.
Yes, so sorry if. Yeah,
not that.
Yeah, whatever.
No. Yeah.
Amber, because I asked what everyone was missing.
Yeah.
I'm missing the feeling of freedom that comes with being able to walk out the house without a mask, sanitizer, and a feeling of dread in the pit of my stomach most mornings when waking up. The hashtag new normal is making me borderline punchy.
Fair,
and I think you've got everybody agreeing with you there.
Oh, can we do a shout out to Ruth, who's the next one?
Yeah.
So I know Ruth because through preschool with our kids, she was in the UK seeing her dad, and she's come back, and of course she's doing the 2-week ISO.
Oh, that would be the worst.
She's in a hotel in the city, and each day she's been posting like the food that they're giving her and which option should she go, and like, yeah, it's full on a thon. Full on a thon. She's only got 2 more sleeps. So that was 2 days ago. So she's probably.
She's free.
She might be free. Okay, moving on.
She's free. Everyone's whinging about COVID, which I think is totally, totally fair. And lots of people are answering questions. Vanessa's missing her parents. I'm missing my friends. I'm missing seeing my kids do what they love. I miss having everyone out of the house. I'm missing having anywhere in the house I can go to for a private conversation. But mostly I just want to hug my mum and dad. Okay, Anthea, old friend died, doing 3 people's jobs. Friends and colleagues going through so much. The black dog of depression is growling closer than I like.
Mm.
It's a big problem.
It's a big problem. And, you know, you need to dig out time for yourself, even if it's just 10 minutes, and get outside and get some sun on your face, suck in some big deep breaths of air, look up, and even just wherever you can snatch those 10 minutes,
yep.
Just 10-minute blocks, just to regroup, just to keep yourself
and,
going.
And, you know, and do research on it. And do, like Kim and I, God, we could run a clinic. you know, so feelings
can you imagine the Kim
waves,
and, can you imagine
right?
the Kim and Kate clinic?
God.
It's just
basically a bar with a couch. So your feelings that you're getting when you're anxious or getting depression is that they are seriously like a wave.
Yeah.
So you must ride that wave, and knowing that the wave will come back down.
Yeah.
It's just how long it's going to take to come back down. And what are the tips and tricks you can do to make sure that riding that wave journey is not as long as possible? And for me, that's all the boring shit.
Yeah.
Eating well, sleeping, meditating, blah, blah. We all know what to do.
Yeah.
But when you're feeling it, sometimes you just want to feel it.
Yeah. And you have to feel it, because if you try and push it down, bed it deep down, it will come back out. It will leak out at times and places when you least expect it.
And that's
you
fine.
Have to acknowledge it. So it's really good that she's actually saying,
yeah,
you know,
it's great.
The black dog is lurking.
And it's everywhere. It's lurking everywhere. I could kick that fucking dog. But that's why also drug and alcohol abuse is up at the moment, because nobody wants to feel it. So the most effective way to not feel it is to mask it. And no good can come of that.
No.
She says as she has a glass of wine. Liling missed our potty this week, and so did a lot of people. So sorry about that. That was Kim. She was hipster apocalypsing.
I know. I should have stayed here and done a potty. I would have actually had more fun and it would have been more relaxing.
AJ is moving countries on Monday.
Holy fuck.
And is hoping that her flight back to Australia isn't cancelled.
Oh my God.
So many flights being cancelled.
I can't even imagine what it must be like to fly at the moment.
Oh, well, I was in the doctor's surgery with Harry just to do a checkup on Wednesday, and a guy walked in and he is trying to get home to Malaysia, and he has been here since March. So he just is trying to make sure that there is no real no reason that he can't get on the plane. He said that he's had six plane tickets cancelled.
Oh, my God.
And I could just tell he was just fucking
broken.
Broken.
Mm.
Broken.
AJ.
Let us know, AJ.
I hope you get home.
And you're going to have to go.
She only gets as far as Sydney.
And you have to go to quarantine too.
Yeah, and get the weird little packages of food.
Okay, Kathleen, I wish my husband would ask me if I mind before he puts something on the Sonos. Sometimes his music choice is complete shit. Sometimes it isn't right for me at that moment. Very occasionally he'll get it right. Thank God for noise-cancelling earphones. But it would be nice not to have to wear them for more than Zoom meetings. Your music is such a personal thing,
isn't
it?
It really is, yeah.
You and I really differ on our music taste. You go, this is amazing, listen to this. And I'm like, oh, that's amazing if you want to go and bloody hang a cat.
I like vocally dominant music. Like I don't – like I like Tay-Tay and I like First Aid Kit and The Tallest Man on Earth.
See, I've heard of Tay-Tay but I haven't heard of any of those
and
ones.
And – oh, lots of other people. Lots of people. Bit of country. Quite like a bit of country.
Okay, so I'm just going to skip
anyway,
over the
sorry.
Ones who are all missing their family and friends. So it's safe to say that we say that most of them are. Jackie's in South Australia, so missing is different for them. I'm missing like feeling one country, let alone one world.
Mm.
I'm missing feeling inspired and encouraged by our leaders. I'm missing feeling financially secure and I'm missing the feeling of safe. Lots of loved East Coast flushes.
Helen had a good week.
Yay!
Helen! Hooray!
Why did she have a good week, did she say?
She third week back at work, 4 hours per day, go to 5 hours next week. Hasn't been overly stressful. As of today, youngest son only has 2 HSC trial exams left to do. Helen, you just log that good week.
Yeah, yeah. You take one for the team. Sarah, I understand this one. I've run out of positivity. I'm fed up. I know everyone is, but I feel like I just couldn't be bothered anymore. I need this thing. I need something to keep me going, to lead me out of this. Sarah, I can relate to that because my whole life, listen to me, God. Fucking hell, Kate. I really, really look forward to travel, right? So travel sort of accentuates my year. So I can look forward, I anticipate it, I can't wait, I plan for it, I make restaurant, like, you know, and it's just that whole process of researching is half the fun for me.
Yeah.
When you get back and then you start the next one. And I get that whole thing that, like, why bother?
Yeah.
Why
that's,
bother?
But that's also, that's a big black dog red flag.
Yeah, yeah, I know.
Once we're in that, why bother? Like, what's the point?
Oh, well, then I'm in it.
Yeah.
Really? Like, why bother? So I am planning. I had a lunch last Friday. I've got a lunch coming up this Friday. Kim and I are recording a television segment. So I'm just putting those things in the diary. Even though they're not big trips to somewhere special, they are still things that I go, right, so on Wednesday I've got to look presentable. I've got to go and get a blow dry. You know, I've got to sound intelligent, so I'll do a bit of research. And it's just so it's so easy for me to fall into that. Like, get up, get the kids off to school, why bother?
Yeah.
Like, why, just why bother?
Yeah.
But you have to get up, get dressed and get out, unless you're in Victoria. That's Auntie Pat's, who's 92, that's what she lives
you
by.
Have to, you just have to get back up.
Mm.
You fall down 7 times, you rise up 8. You just have to keep going.
But then
and
you honour those days where it is too hard.
You do.
But you don't sit and wallow in it.
No.
Like you...
24 hours.
You have a hot shower. You spend 10 minutes like brushing your hair. Like just those silly little things that will make you feel better than just staying in your pyjamas all day.
And, you know, I put that post up on Insta this week about baking.
Yeah.
And how, you know, because I was in that real fug this week and years ago when I was in a really bad way with my mental health... a friend of mine, Joe, who lives in Miami, we've never met, but is a fellow diehard foodie, he just sent me a message through all of it and he just said, bake. Just get back in the kitchen, bake. Baking makes everything better. And
for me, that's writing.
Yes.
That's writing
And
for
I
me.
Said in that post, I said, I hope you find the thing that makes the ground under your feet stable and steady. Because for me, that is baking. It's not necessarily cooking, yes, but baking in particular, because baking you have to stop and you have to concentrate, and it's alchemy. You have these disparate ingredients and you bring them together, and they, you know, when you cream butter and sugar, they become this separate thing, and there's something almost, if you let it, there's something almost meditative about it.
Before I was thrown out of the Linfield Lawn Tennis Club, I felt the same thing about the tennis. It was just for 1 hour of getting out of my head.
Yeah.
And it was so good.
Yeah.
So good.
So it's different for all of us, but find it.
That comes out. Donna DeLancel says she's fucked. She needs gin.
Well, you know.
Donna is one of my ladies that come away every year on my trips. Oh, so we all sort of had a big Donna. Old whinge the other day that, you know, and then Liz has come in and said, ah, Phuket would be divine. And we will get there one day.
Christy, I am laid up again with a bulging disc in my back,
fuck.
In my lower back and associated pain. Third day now.
Oh.
I totally take my hat off to anyone with chronic pain.
Oh, same.
I'm lucky that mine comes and goes. I don't know how you all do it, coping with endless pain. Fellow flusher Hetty's lovely massage therapist husband normally sorts it out for me. However, I'm wondering if a TENS machine might help. Has anyone had any experience with one?
Kim lives on hers.
I have two. One for up in the bedroom, one for down at my desk.
I've got a relative who lives with chronic pain, and she is on the medicinal marijuana oil.
Oh, right.
Yeah. Is there an elephant up there, do you think?
I know. Jesus. I really do believe it helps. I so feel you. I had a bulging disc that I then exacerbated, and then that was what then the chiropractor herniated it.
She ended up in the hospital, and then I went and visited her, and then I got vomited.
Yeah. So I do highly recommend a TENS machine. You need to make sure you're drinking lots of water, and you need to also make sure that you are taking things and medications that really do relax that area. You need some prescription strength muscle relaxants. You can get like a Voltaren 25s that you can only get behind the counter.
Yeah.
But you can get,
so just get really stoned.
You can get a stronger one than that.
Yeah.
So you don't want codeine, and that's just pain relief. You actually need things that are going to relax those muscles. And one final thing with that is,
God,
also,
you love to talk about ailments.
I do. You know I am a physician. and then the other thing is you need the horse liniment.
Can we let one episode go by without you discussing this?
You've got to get the horse linen. Not all chemists carry it. I'll put up a photo of it on the page.
We'll write it down so you do it.
It is the absolute bee's knees. You rub that on your back and you get some TENS machine action going, and you get some decent anti-inflammatories.
And a scotch.
And you'll be, washed down with – no, we can't say that.
Yes, you can. It works a treat.
Horse liniment.
Okay, Anna has had an interesting week. I am adopted and finally got my original birth certificate. So I know the name of my biological mother. What are you going to do with that information, Anna? Do you have any advice for Anna?
Anna, if Anna just wants to message me, we can – if she wants to have a chat about it, she wants to talk to someone who's been through it, let me know. I have now got my home set up. So
is this for your
– so Stork should actually finally be happening.
Right, that's going to happen.
those of you that commented, I've actually set up a Facebook page for it. So it's just called
Stork. You watch that. You watch that podcast go gangbusters and make you billions and billions and you'll move to fucking San Diego, and I'll go, remember when we used to have that
San Diego?
Hot flush? I don't know.
What the fuck would I do with San Diego? I'll go to New York. No, I've decided I'm not going to do – I love New York, and I would live in New York in a heartbeat, even now when it's just a, you know, disease-infested petri dish. I think I want to go to Canada now. I've always had a long-standing
thing with
Canada.
Canada's beautiful. Vancouver is divine. Moving
it's
on.
It's very expensive though, isn't it?
Samantha, badass period pain. Okay, Samantha, I'm just going to nip this in the bud. You have two Naprogesics and a glass of wine. Doesn't matter what time of the day it is. You can even do it at work.
Yep, Napro wine. You just got to do it.
Lots of people are missing work, which I kind of get because it's a reason to get up,
regular,
isn't it?
It's just, you've just got,
Oh, gosh.
Oh, wow. Leanne signed up for a 90-day plan. Actually, you know, 90-day...
Plan for what?
Health. Unhealthiness. She signed up for a 90-day... She says, I've been getting up at 4:50 every morning, but so far I've only managed 3 workouts of the 5. Fuck, dude. That's
3? That's amazing.
Yes, Leanne, that's where you've got to stop, yeah. Right? Because you did 3 workouts compared to last week when you did none.
I think 3 workouts is amazing.
3 workouts in a week.
And that's getting up too early, by the way. That's silly. Trish, Trish, I really need a big boozy lunch with my awesome girlfriends and just be close and have big hugs when we get there and when we leave. That would fill my almost empty cup. Trish, I am such a big fan of the long boozy lunch. They are just... They're so soul good. Filling aren't stuff. They? It doesn't even have to be boozy, but no. It's better over there. I have one on Friday, and it really does. And I obviously, you are in Melbourne or in self isolation. It will happen again one day. It will.
I just want to have a big group of people over and just feed them all. Feed you all.
I want to come and eat that food.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, Daniela. This is one that's really interesting, and I know you've got some feelings on this. I felt like my period is coming all week, but it's still not here.
Oh my God. That's me.
Hey, talk to the expert here, Danielle.
well, Wooks feels like that and then hers arrives.
Yeah.
She seems to have one every 12 days.
To the hour.
Yeah. Yeah. And I just go, oh, it must be coming this week. And then I'll just go, oh, it must be coming this week. And then I realise I've been saying it for like 3 weeks. And then it just...
But you're on that edge, aren't you? Just like, just, it's just fucking this edge. Come so I can build better again.
Yeah. And it's really annoying because I can't believe I'm now just like, God, loved it when my period just came every 21 days or 28 days.
Andrew.
But now it's like.
Oof. Andrew, I was asked today if I was available indefinitely at my current contract.
That is awesome.
And a 16/8 is working.
That's like
for my.
That's like the 5-2 diet.
Oh, okay.
But so. Instead you do it micro, so it's 16 hours. Oh,
so it's
16 hours off, 8 hours of eating. Which is
I'll just sleep a lot then.
I know, right? That's the thing, right?
I would just knock myself out with sleeping tablets.
You just set it up. And then you go, if you do whatever time you decide, then you're by, let's say it's 3 o'clock and you can't eat anymore, you go, all right, I'm out. See ya.
I'm just going to take this pill.
Yeah, migraines, D, I feel you.
Everyone, there's a very, very strong thread in here. Sue,
Ruth, I'm so sorry to hear about your dad.
Oh, that's terrible. Sue fell over and twisted her ankle.
Oh, Sue.
But she was sober.
I know. Sue needs to pull up a chair next to me and Mr. Woog.
Yeah.
And we can talk about ankles.
Okay, well, I think that's it for the questions today. Kim has very kindly offered to cook us her special spag bowl for dinner.
Mr. Woog approves.
Just nodded and gave a good looking.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What are you looking forward to?
This Wednesday afternoon.
Show ponies.
Giddy up.
We'll tell you more about that after we've filmed it, just yes. In case we jinx ourselves and we turn up and they go,
No, sorry.
We made a mistake.
Oh, that's what you look like.
I have to work out our wardrobe too so we don't matchy match.
Oh, who cares? Of course we're going to matchy match. You've got to wear black. Although this camel colour on you is very nice.
Oh, I'm not wearing this camel colour.
But camel's good on you.
Are you saying that I'm lumpy?
Oh, I think we both know that we're both very lumpy.
Shut up. I'm looking forward to that. I'm looking forward to catching up with my girls on Friday. Hopefully yes, you can come along because we're going to Leeds.
Oh, my God, Leeds.
I'm just looking forward to going to sleep.
I am back on track with my dinner plans, mm-hmm. Like my menu plan. That feels good. I've got some big work goals this week. We've got this great thing happening on Wednesday afternoon. I just have a feeling I've already got a different mindset tonight than what I had last week.
So. Okay, so that's your goal for the week, gorgeous people out there. Try and change the narrative that's going on in your head if you can.
Yes.
Just even for a day because it's going to get better.
It is.
Okay. You have a great week.
You have a great week.
And as we like to say,
just keep plucking.